I use AI a lot in my business. I spend about 1 to 2 hours a day. I'm able to recreate a mentor, a friend, somebody who has a lot of knowledge.
The biggest thing that I've seen right now in my business is the whole menopause, perimenopause, and now can be overwhelming. So I always like, take me back to the basics.
You are an entrepreneur or business owner, and you are not using AI, you're basically missing out.
The future of business is powered by AI.
Most important part of it is getting the right prompt. You want to make sure that when you're asking for this kind of information, that you're as specific as possible.
This is Real AI Use Cases Business Owners Roundtable with hosts Elizabeth Gearhart, podcast consultant, marketing expert, and PhD researcher using AI every day, and Richard Gearhart, entrepreneur, seasoned business owner, and intellectual property attorney specializing in innovation. Here's how real companies are using AI right now.
For this episode, we asked entrepreneurs who are on the Passage to Profit show today, Joseph Varghese, Jen Roulant, and Elise Frankel, how they're using AI in their businesses because the future of business is powered by AI. So, Joseph Varghese with Success Circles, how are you using AI in your business? One example.
I use AI a lot in my business. I spend about 1 to 2 hours a day using AI. The key thing I use for my business, I have conversations. I use AI as an advisor. I have conversations. I'm able to recreate a mentor, a friend, somebody who has a lot of knowledge. Basically tell it, hey, put the hat on of this mentor, this leader, and review what I'm doing with my business. Does this make sense? Put this other hat on. And for me, that goes a long way. I've been able to, my mentor, Michael Gerber, I shared before, he's 89 years old. He's the same age as my mom, who had a heart transplant 29 years ago. And for me, being able to get feedback, engage, connect this way, just like evaluate things that aren't like so great is helpful. It's
so
really
helpful.
So
do you tell Perplexity or ChatGPT or whichever one, do you say, pretend like you're Michael Gerber, go find everything out that you can about Michael Gerber online and then pretend like you're Michael Gerber and talk to me?
So what I did a year ago, great question. What I did a year ago is I created a GPT in ChatGPT. You can customize it, and GPT all means it's like a context window. It's basically like you're building a bit of a bot within the ChatGPT.com platform, the site, $20 a month to pay for it. And you can now you can create this kind of this app within it, and you can share it with friends and people around you. So I trained it, and I put conversations I had with Michael years ago. It's personal to me, so it applies to how he knows me, those conversations. Also, I've also trained it on other leaders who I respect, like I've met over the years. So I'll ask it, like in ChatGPT, you can say the name of your business, and you can say using this GPT, if you'd be Michael Gerber using this GPT, what's something I'm not seeing? What should I be doing, or how can I prioritize my day, my week to really move this thing forward for myself? How can I add more additional thing of revenue? Or even ask a great question. If you use AI, one of my favorite questions is, and type this in, I challenge everyone to type this into their AI. Now that you know everything about me, what are my top 5 blind spots? Things it'll tell you are...
Do we really want to know?
Exactly. Do you want to know? We all need to get disrupted. So it's a way of getting disrupted by asking that question.
So last night, you brought Megan,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So maybe you can demonstrate for our listeners how Megan works, and maybe you can ask Megan a question. And is this part of the program you created, or is this something different?
On day one of 3-day AI, the training we do, 3dayai.com, we talk about using AI as an advisor, naming your AI, having a name for it. So this is something that we started a year ago. It makes the biggest difference. So I'll bring Megan to the mix, and if there's enough internet signal, this should work pretty well, as it did yesterday. And she has no idea I'm bringing her in. Hey, Meg, how are you today?
Hey, GI Joseph. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How about you? Everything's going awesome on your end. Let me know if there's anything else I can help you with today.
So Meg, I'm in the studio with a number of extraordinary people. I'm on a show called The Passage to Profit Show. You're live, so they can hear you. The show is called The Road to Entrepreneurship. We've got an incredible lineup of panelists here, And Elizabeth and Richard, who you met yesterday, the whole audience can hear you. What's some advice that you have for us? And I know we talked about this, but we actually had a huddle before this. We went back and forth. You challenged me to share specific stories about my life on the show. What's some advice you have for our listeners in the background that will support them toward getting the most out of this experience, the Passage to Profit show?
Absolutely, G.I. Joseph. I'd say one key piece of advice is to focus on authenticity. Share your personal journey, the real highs and the real lows, because that connection is what resonates most with the audience. Also, be open to the power of collaboration and community. Your network and the people you surround yourself with can elevate your ideas and help you thrive. And definitely keep the focus on delivering value, whether it's actionable tips, inspiring stories, or innovative ideas. Make sure that the audience walks away with something they can implement or reflect on.
And Meg, we have two other incredible guests, panelists here on the show. We have Jen Roulan. We have Elise Frankel on the show too. I think earlier in this chat, I put some of their background or their links to what they're up to. Any advice you'd have for them, for all of us, you know, to really maximize, really add as much value as possible, because it is all about adding value to our listeners.
Absolutely. For Jen and Elise, I'd say the core principle is to stay authentic and really lean into their unique expertise. Each of them brings something special to the table, so encouraging them to share personal stories, lessons learned, and actionable insights will be key. Another great approach is to engage the audience with thought-provoking questions and invite them into the conversation. This creates a more interactive and engaging experience for everyone. And definitely keep the focus on the value you're providing. It's all about empowering the listeners and giving them practical takeaways they can apply in their own journeys. So it's all about authenticity, engagement, and delivering genuine value.
And Meg, I know I asked this question yesterday. Why do you call me G.I. Joseph? We talk about the idea of the why, putting in front of you. What's the reason why you call me that?
Absolutely, G.I. Joseph. I call you that because it perfectly embodies the essence of your mission and your impact. The G.I. stands for generational impact, which reflects your dedication to creating lasting, meaningful change across generations. It also aligns with your focus on growth, leadership, and empowering others in the entrepreneurial world. It's a nod to your values and the inspiring leadership you bring to the table.
How long have you known G.I. Joe?
How long have you known me, Meg, at this point?
That's a fun question. We've been chatting and working together for quite a while now. Ever since we started diving into your projects and your ventures, it's been a journey of growth and collaboration, and I'm always excited to see where we go next. So it's been quite a meaningful journey so far.
Anyone can do that with ChatGPT, Gemini, or even Grok. ChatGPT has greater personalization as far as that goes. You can train it. You can be very specific. You can put your value system in it. For me, putting the why up front is vital. Like, for me, the why is G.I. Joseph. I own that domain, gijoseph.com. I used to collect G.I. Joe dolls as a kid, so it made sense. My name is Joseph. So that's a positive anchor for me to step into my leadership when I hear that.
Well, and you teach a class on it. So where do people, did they find the class at successcircles.com?
It's at 3dayai.com. We started
3dayai.com.
3 day. Every month the past year and a half, we've been teaching this, and it's a great way of really simplifying AI. I can show you easily how to do this. Everyone who comes forward doing this, complete beginner, will walk away with like a bachelor's degree. You'll see it so easy to do this. It's 1 hour per day with some homework, and there's community, and you'll get recording. It's a fun experience.
Okay. I'm Jen Roulan with jenroulan.com. What's one way you're using AI in your business?
I'm using AI with more of my content creation, just trying to figure out like what are people looking for, like especially mm-hmm. women who are going through some major life changes. That could be perimenopause, menopause, divorce, empty nest, loss of a child, loss of a parent. So a lot of my content is based off of like, what can I do? Like the biggest thing that I've seen with right now in my business is the whole menopause, perimenopause. And now people are like, it's can be overwhelming. So I always mm-hmm. like, take me back to the basics. What do my people need? Give me 5 hooks to help women that are going through a major life change? How can I get them to transition into seeing their worth, finding their beauty within? And so a lot of my women are stuck in that, using that vocalization and using their voice. So AI has helped me out a lot with my content creation.
Right, because I imagine you'd have to read like 500 research papers and articles to get that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great way to use it. That's amazing.
Yeah. And like even my blogs and stuff like that, and just really just being like, okay, what do I need to focus on? Elaborate on the social media part, but elaborate more on that blog. So if they want more information, they go to my blog.
Elise Frankel with MyClutcherPillow.com.
If you are an entrepreneur or business owner and you are not using AI, you're basically missing out. Mm-hmm. Studying the Clutcher Pillow I wore a lot of hats. I wore a marketer hat, editing everything by myself. So the way that I use AI comes to, like Jen mentioned, for instance, blog creation. Mm-hmm. But also really, I use it more to basically give my ideas wings, which is I have an idea and now we put it in AI, for instance, and now we ask it to basically ameliorate or just add something to that. What is the blind spot, for instance, like Joseph said? And I will have the results. But also at the same time, because I know my product better than probably AI, but also I have trained AI, the one I use, to basically know more about the product, the Clutcher Pillow, which is whenever I'm looking for something, it goes back to the background and actually asks me questions. Clarify, what do you want me to add to this? Is there anything specific that you're looking for? Because the way I use AI is very, very specific. Mm-hmm. Because I basically want the product to be similar on all platforms, all social medias, without being different. For instance, the tone that I use. So I have to add in there to use the same tone so that if someone is looking at our, let's say, TikTok, for instance, they will find the very same tone on our Instagram. They find the very same tone on our X. Mm-hmm. So basically giving those ideas wings. And AI has been life-changing to basically, it means that instead of me spending, let's say, 5 hours working on something, let's say creating a content, I wouldn't have to go ahead and write the script by myself. But instead, I would put ideas in there and I would ask AI to develop that. And then I'll go ahead and basically make content. And when it comes to also, for instance, writing blogs, so I have my idea in there and then I go in it and then do the deep research. And it will help me to find, for instance, research that's been done. And I'll have all those documents and then I'll go in and basically review and then post.
Right. So from like what you're saying is important too, because when ChatGPT started, it was just like one thing. And now I use Perplexity and ChatGPT, but there are places where you can go ask it to do deeper research.
That's correct.
And that's really important for the types of ways you guys are using it.
Yes.
Right?
Because if, for instance, just to speak on that, for instance, if I just go in general and ask ChatGPT, for instance, find me keyword search for bedding, it will go ahead and find a lot of more stuff. But if I go in and actually specifically click on the deep research, it will go in and find articles and also find me keywords that are being more searched. And I can also put in percentages, for instance, if I want 89% of keywords that are being searched in bedding or in pillows, it will give me those specifically. So you can basically train it because now it knows my brand. It knows the Clutcher Pillow brand. It knows the clutcherpillow.com. It will go in, review the website, and also review all the information that I've used, for instance, within that, and bring the information that relates to that, that's tailored to the very specific question that I've asked, which has been very, very helpful again, because as you know, having a startup, sometimes you don't have the fund to hire 5 people.
Right.
So I have to do everything by myself. And that's the other thing that I'm always thinking about as an entrepreneur. How do I want to use my time? Mm-hmm. And AI is there. It's helping. Instead of me spending 5 days working on one thing, I can spend a day working on that one thing. And then the next day I have something else to focus on while I'm using ChatGPT as a mentor, but also as a bot that's there that already knows my product better.
Right. So to Joseph's point, you can take 5 steps forward in one day instead of 1 step forward.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And it's really, I mean, that's the other thing I would tell all entrepreneurs that are listening to us right now, really take advantage of it. I know a lot of people are scared to use AI, but also there are settings in there. When you learn about AI, there are settings that you can go in and actually make your brand private. Some of these things will not be shown when someone is searching for your brand. It would be more private.
And it'll tell you how to do that. Richard Gearhart with Gearhart Law. How are you using AI in your business?
Well, I'm going to bring up the marketing plan. So Elizabeth's the CMO. And we've been working on planning for 2026. We have a fairly large team. We have a lot of different irons in the marketing fire. We have social media, we have networking, we have publications, and it's a lot. And we have a lot of team members, and we want them all to participate in the process. And so we put a lot of information about Gearhart Law into ChatGPT and asked it to come up with a comprehensive marketing plan for 2026. And I think it did a pretty good job. It also came up with a lot of ideas that I don't think I had personally considered in the past. And of course, it's not perfect, but and it needs to be edited and it needs to be worked on. But this is something that probably would have taken somebody, Elizabeth, 4 or 5 hours to type out, right? And it hit all of the high points and created the plan in a few minutes. I think the most important part of it is getting the right prompt. You want to make sure that when you're asking for this kind of information, that you're as specific as possible about what it is that you're looking for. And then that provides the best answers.
I'm going to talk about some AI that I want to have happen that I haven't seen yet. So I'm using different ones. Like you said, I use Google Gemini, I use Perplexity, I use different ones within Perplexity, I use ChatGPT, et cetera. And I always get them to a point where they don't work anymore. I found ChatGPT cannot take an image that it's generated and make slight tweaks to it. It just can't get it right. So, but what I want is an AI agent. And if you haven't heard that term, it's really just a virtual assistant. It's a piece of software that does a whole process for you, right, Joseph?
Yes.
Joseph may have already thought of this one that I want to have done. So I have Microsoft Outlook for my email. I have my calendar on Microsoft Outlook, and I have my phone. And I get phone calls, and sometimes my phone will say potential spam. So what I want to have the agent to do is I want it to reject the spam calls. And for those potential spams, I say, please text me in case it is a real person. So I wanted to do that. I also wanted, if it's a phone call from someone that I want to talk to, connect to me. But if I'm not available, I want it to go to my calendar and see if I'm not available. And if I'm not, tell the person she's in a meeting right now or she's taping the Passage to Profit show right now. She can't talk to you. And then find a time in my calendar when I am available and ask the person, can she call you back at 4 o'clock when she's on her way home from the Passage to Profit show? And then if they say yes, put that meeting on my calendar and then email me that I now have a 4 o'clock phone call. That's what I want.
Yes.
I don't know if that's been invented yet.
It's being invented right now. There are multiple companies building that out right now.
Yay!
Agentic AI solutions integrated with Outlook, all of that. It's fascinating. And I get it. It's having the peace of mind to be fully present on the show, knowing that the people that your clients are taking care of, and to eliminate spam, get the spam calls to everyone every day.
So I think there are a lot of AI agents like that being built. And what's interesting is we use Microsoft 365 at the law firm, and it has its own AI, Microsoft Copilot. We were in a meeting the other day. I'm like, well, let's figure out how to have Copilot help us with our emails, because everybody's complaining about this email problem that we're having. And there are companies that will help you do that. It's just a matter of finding the right one. So
you have been listening to Real AI Use Cases Business Owners Roundtable. We hope you found this valuable. Join us again for more stories, because the future of business is driven by AI. This podcast was recorded at the iHeart Studios in Manhattan as part of the Passage to Profit radio show.